Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about stress management. All right, let's talk about how to manage your stress. Stress management. Wow, I mean, so many of us are stressed these days, and we're stressed about all sorts of things. How do we bring that stress under control? Wouldn't it be nice to create a life that is stress-free, that gives you peace of mind and a stability and an equanimity? Equanimity meaning calmness of mind, evenness of mind, that can last out throughout the whole day, no matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances are, you can still remain calm. How do we go about creating that? Let's actually dig in and take a look at what stress really is, how it's created, what areas in your life are most affected by it, and then give you some solutions for how to tackle this problem at the root, at the core, all right? So stress, I mean, none of us like to feel stressed, but so many of us today are overwhelmed for various reasons. Either relationships have us stressed, or money has us stressed, or lack of time and work has us stressed, or other areas in our lives. But those three, I would say, are the pillars. But let's take a look. Let's take a look at what stress is. What is going on when you're stressed? Well, it's a chemical response, isn't it? It's a series of emotional responses within your body, but also a series of thoughts that are going on at the same time. That's ultimately what stress is. If you actually do an introspection into your own consciousness when you are stressed, and you just observe yourself, that's what you're going to find. Is you're going to find that you have thoughts that are coming up, and you're going to have emotions that are coming up. And probably those two are going to be intermingling together. And that intermingling is fairly complex. So your thoughts will be creating negative emotions, and then your negative emotions will also be creating negative thoughts. And it creates this downward negative spiral where these two forces kind of feed into each other, and they create this perfect storm of shit in your mind, which then gets you all anxious and stressed out about whatever it is that you're stressed out about. So that's what's going on. Now, it's important to wonder, is stress an internal condition, or is it an external condition? Where is it going on? Really think about this. Don't listen to what you've been told in popular culture, or what you read in some book, or what some guru told you. Listen to yourself. Listen to your own experience, your own consciousness. When you are stressed, is that because your life is going to hell externally? You're not getting what you want out there, and that's why your life is stressful. Or is your life stressful because of what's going on in here? Well, if you do some introspection, and you do it very honestly with yourself, what you're going to find is that even though it seems like the problem is out there in the external world, actually the problem is in here. The stress is coming up and being created in here. It's always operating on the inside, right? In your internal reality, not in the external reality. And so this being the case, it's important because some people will project the problem out into the external world. That's our gut reaction. That's what we do, is we tend to say, well, you know, that person, she's got me stressed. My boss, he's got me stressed. Or my kids have me stressed out to hell, or the lack of money that I have, I can't pay the bills, that's stressing me out. My business problems, bad clients, stuff going wrong, legal issues, that's stressing me out. Externals. See, the problem with that is that if you project everything out there, then you're really leaving yourself powerless. You're a victim in this situation. You're not taking responsibility. If you don't take responsibility, I mean, you can choose to do that, but then you're gonna stay stuck in the situation, and you're gonna let things keep stressing you out. And that's probably one of the reasons why you're so overwhelmed right now. If you're very stressed right now in your life, and you're watching this video hoping for some relief, well, the first thing I gotta tell you is that probably the reason you're so stressed is because you're blaming everything outside of you for your stress. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that certain situations aren't inherently more stress-causing than others. But still, like, look at this. One person will go into a work situation and have the boss yell at them, and he'll be completely stressed. Or maybe he has a presentation that he has to give to the company, and he'll just be stressed out of his mind. He won't sleep that whole night. He'll worry. He'll wake up in the morning. He'll have problems. He'll run to the bathroom a couple times because his stomach is upset, and he won't be able to eat. And by the time he gets to work, he's such a nervous wreck. He's biting his nails, and all this is going on, right? So he's getting stressed because of the presentation that he has to give to his boss and to the company. So that's one person. But you can also take another person, put him in the exact same situation, and he will sleep like a baby. He won't even think about the presentation. And he'll just walk in there and he'll do whatever he needs to do. So what's the difference there? The difference is not the situation. It's the same situation, the same boss, the exact same company, the exact same presentation that needs to be given. The exact same stakes are on the line. Maybe millions of dollars are on the line. But one person will be a nervous wreck. Another person will be completely calm, cool like a cucumber. What's the difference? Well, the difference is what's going on here, right? It's about the attitudes. It's also about the experiences that you cultivate. It's the self-mastery that you have. It's the emotional control that you can develop. It's various techniques that you might have to manage your stress. It's the way that you're thinking. Very, very critical. The way that you're thinking. So the way a calm person thinks is very different than the way an anxious person thinks. Their thought patterns are completely different. Their view of life is completely different. Their visualization of situations is very different. So it's important to start to recognize this, right? And this is not some contrived situation. You can even do this little experiment with your own self. So you might say, well, Leo, how can you compare two people? I mean, sure, one person, he just might be, maybe he grew up better. Maybe his father didn't beat him. And this person, he grew up with a shitty childhood, and of course he's stressed. So isn't that natural? Well, look, you can do it with yourself. Find a situation in life that used to stress you out like hell. But now, if you put yourself back into that same situation, it's going to be like, wow, you're going to laugh. You're honestly going to laugh because you're going to be back in that situation. And it's going to be laughable to you that you were ever stressed about it. I mean, think of a situation like that. Maybe it's a first date. Do you remember how nervous you were when you were dating for the first time or the first few times? Every time you sat down, you were so nervous with that girl or that boy. Now when you do it, if you've dated, you know, dozens of people, now you do it, and it's like nothing. You don't even think about it. Do you remember the first time that you ever wrote an email? How stressed out you were about writing an email? Just like a simple email. You might sit at the computer typing up an email to some company or maybe some resume that you're sending out, and maybe this is the first time that you started using the computer and using email. You did that, and like you would spend 60 minutes. You would spend 90 minutes crafting an email, and it was just a four-line email. How stressed and nervous you were about that. Now, what does it take you to write an email? You just, bam, shoot it off. You don't even think about it. It's full of typos and stuff. You don't care. See, what changed in those situations? What changed was your psychology changed. Your experiences developed. You matured. You developed some self-control. You also developed detachment from that situation. And you became at ease, and so you're not stressed by it anymore. So all that's showing you is that it's internal. Right? I need to prove to you that it's internal. You need to prove it to yourself. Because as long as you believe it's out there, you're always going to be a victim. You're always going to be stuck. So that's a very important distinction. It seems external. Very, very deceptive. Think and look at how deceptive your mind is here. All right, so common sources of stress. I would say they are the following. Money, lack of time, and relationship problems. This is these three are the mother of all stresses. And what I want to do here is I want to give you some practical things you can do to start to fix stress in each one of these situations. Because I coach a lot of people that will come to me with stress around one of these areas, and then we do a lot of coaching, and invariably stuff tends to happen. And I see kind of the actions that people start to take. And so you start to see kind of patterns emerge. So these are some of the patterns that I've seen emerge. Now, ultimately, because we have been talking about the inner-outer world distinction here, and we've been talking about the fact that stress is internal, ultimately, to deal with stress on the long-term basis, then you need to start to cultivate more positive attitude, start to drop the negative thinking, do things like that. And the best way to do that is to do deep personal development. All the videos that I'm releasing to you guys, I have a lot of videos that talk about the inner psychology of things. Right, so definitely start to check those out and start to learn from those. But here's something a little bit more practical, a little bit more immediate, more like action-based. So money. A lot of people are stressed over money. they don't have enough of it, they're fighting for it, they're struggling with it, they can't pay the bills, etc., etc., etc. How do you overcome this stress? Look, ultimately, I am about fixing your life. So I master my internals, and then I master my externals as well. And sometimes it goes the other way around, where I master my externals first, and then the internals will come up to it. You know, I'll develop that over time, because sometimes the internals take a little bit longer to develop. So, for example, the action that you should be taking with your money, if you're having money problems at your job, what's the solution? It's obvious. You know it. But you don't want to take responsibility for it. What is it? Get a better job. All right? Do what it takes. Do the hard work it takes to get a better job, to earn more money. Get an education. Go get some extra training. Go send out 20 resumes. Go spend a couple hours polishing up your resume. Go get some recommendations so that your resume looks better. Build a portfolio. You know, whatever you got to do, get a better job. The money then is not a problem. It's not going to stress you anymore. It's not going to be the end of your stress, but it's going to be a solution to this nagging stress and this nagging external circumstance that you're having all the time, which is a job that maybe is paying you too little. So you're always struggling. So fix that. Don't ignore it. Fix it. Okay, the next one is lack of time. So many of us are strapped for time. We feel like we need more than 24 hours in a day to get everything done. And our work and our boss is driving us nuts. So how do we deal with this? Here's the ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is you gotta slow down. All right. You might be taking on too much stuff. Slow down. Look for ways to slow down. I'm not saying this in some nebulous way. I'm saying it very practically. Look for ways to slow yourself down. Look for ways to reduce your task list. Talk to your boss. Ask him if you can do less because you're feeling overwhelmed. If you're working for yourself and you're self-employed and you've got this whole laundry list of things that you should have done 2 years ago and you're catching up for it, look, start cutting stuff back. You have to start slowing down, cutting stuff back, giving yourself more time, more room to grow in your life. A lot of times we want to accomplish everything in 6 months, all our goals in 6 months. It doesn't work that way. What you'll usually find is that in those 6 months, you'll accomplish only a small percentage of your goals, and then you'll even build up more goals. So now you've got the goals that you didn't do, plus the new goals that you've created. So now you've got even more to do. So it's more and more and more and more. You got to start to slow down, give yourself more time, be more patient with the whole process. And you got to start being very, very ruthless with your cutting. You have to be a very ruthless editor of your own life. Start cutting out the stuff that is not essential to your life. I have another video called Time Management. You might want to search for that, which covers that topic really well, about how to get more time in your schedule, right? And you want to focus. You want to pick one task that you have on your list and focus on it. Don't worry about the whole list. Looking at that whole list is just making you more and more stressed. You got to focus in, right? That's what's creating overwhelm for you, is when you're not focused and you're distracted and you feel like you have to just like touch one thing, then touch another thing, then touch another thing, not get anything done, do everything half-ass. It's making you feel bad. It's making you feel miserable about the quality of work you're putting out. And basically what it's doing is it's making you multitask. And as you're multitasking, you're driving yourself nuts. You're driving yourself frantic and stressed. You want a single task. Focus on a single task. Get that task accomplished. Then move on to the next one. And do it at a pace where you're comfortable, where it's sustainable. You can sustain that over a long period of time. And put into place whatever circumstances you need in your life to do that. Okay, the next one is relationships. This is such a big one. This one has even further subcomponents to it. So relationships. I would say that there are three subcomponents of relationships. People have stress in relationships in the following areas. With family. People have massive stress with their intimate relationships, with their girlfriend, their boyfriend, or their spouse in a marriage. And then people have tension at work. Coworkers or boss-employee relationships or business partners. So these are the three areas of relationships where you could be having massive stress. So let's take a look at each one of those and give you some options about what kind of actions you can be taking. Ultimately, the mother of all solutions for relationships are the following. Make sure that you're not doing this. Number one, stop blaming other people for your relationship problems. This is so difficult to admit to yourself, but you have to admit to yourself and take responsibility for all your bad, stressful relationships. You are responsible for them. That doesn't mean the other person isn't doing something they shouldn't be doing. But that means that you are responsible. You are responsible for being in that situation. You're responsible for putting yourself in that situation. You're responsible for allowing that situation to continue. I'm not blaming you. I'm saying you're responsible. I'm saying you have control over the situation. You have power there. Do not make yourself a victim by blaming the other person. This applies to family, this applies to intimate relationships, this applies to coworkers. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care if your wife or your husband is abusing you. I don't care if someone in your family is abusing you, or if you're really getting mistreated at work. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. What matters is that you take responsibility. The reason that you keep getting mistreated and keep maybe even getting physically abused is because you fall into this victim mode and you blame the other person. That blame game has to stop. So that's number one. Number two is that you have to stop trying to control people. That's the other huge mistake people make, is they try to control other people. Look, you can control yourself. You can control external circumstances in your life. You know, you can set up a nice house, and you can build a nice garden, and you can start a family, but you cannot control people. Don't do this. It doesn't matter where. Don't control people at work. Don't try to control people in your family. Don't try to control your kids or your parents. Uh-uh. Don't do that. Stop playing that game. Don't try to control your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. When you try to control people, when you try to manipulate them, when you try to get them to do the things that you want them to do, you're playing a losing game. It's going to make you so stressed, so frustrated, because you're giving all of your power away. All of your power is going away when you do that. Okay, so here are some little solutions, action items that you can do with regards to relationships. First of all, with family. With family, the solution is, if you've got someone that's really bothering in your family, focus on yourself. Focus on your own direction in life. All right? Forget about the family for a second. Focus on your own direction. What are your own priorities, your own values? Focus on that. Focus on what you want to create. All right, in intimate relationships, what are some action items that you could take? One is you can be more loving. I mean, that's the point of an intimate relationship. If you can't do that, then you should break up. So these are the two items. You're either gonna make a choice between being more loving and accepting of that person, or if you can't do that and you think that the relationship is just totally sour and it's not healthy, then break it off. Have the courage to break it off. I know it can be tough. Have the courage to break it off because it's getting dysfunctional. So one of the two. And now with coworkers, what can you do with coworkers? Again, you got two options here, really. One is to focus on your own direction. Stop paying attention to what they're doing. Stop paying attention to what they're telling you. Focus on what you know is right, what you should be doing at work, and just focus in on that, right? Put your nose to the grindstone. That's one option. The other option is to quit. If you really find that you're in a toxic work environment, and your boss or an employee of yours, or maybe even a bunch of people are colluding against you, and you're having office politic problems, and you keep getting embroiled in that all the time, and it's causing a lot of stress for you, I mean, you gotta be honest with yourself. Maybe it's the environment that you're in. You could be in a toxic company. You could be in a toxic division. You could be around toxic people. And those people might not be healthy for you in the long run, especially psychologically. So get yourself out of that situation. Why are you staying there? Why are you staying there? All right, so those are some of the action items that you could be taking with family, intimate relationships, and coworkers. Now I'm going to give you the mother of all solutions, the absolute root of how to manage your stress. Ready for it? We've already touched on it with the family. It's grounding yourself in yourself. This is what has to happen. The reason you're stressed is because you're so worried about what's happening out in the external world. You have to ground yourself back into your own values, your own principles. That's why I talk about values identification. It's so important. Having a life purpose is so important. If you have a life purpose, oh man, it's really hard to get stressed. It's very easy, for example, for me now to manage some of my stresses, and I do have a lot of stresses, but now that I'm very in touch with my life purpose, I know exactly where I'm going. You know, if a stress is distracting me, sometimes I will get distracted. I might spend a whole day stressing about something. But you know what? The next day, I'll reground myself, because every day I bring myself back to my purpose. I do this very consciously. So I know that, you know, when something is distracting me, maybe someone said something nasty to me, or something didn't go quite the way I wanted to in my business, it doesn't matter, because ultimately I'm looking 20 years down the road at what I'm doing with my life, what I'm creating with my life. I'm focusing on what I'm creating. And people can tell me whatever they want. They can dissuade me in whatever ways. Circumstances could come in. People could come and steal my money or whatever. And those could all be bad situations. But still, there's a calmness that I get from knowing that I have a direction and that I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to where I want to go. I'm on a path. I'm on a mission. I'm on a hero's journey. That's what you need to be on. If you've got that in your life, a lot of the stress is going to melt away for you. It's going to be a lot easier for you to manage your stress. And a lot of the other more advanced stress management techniques that I have will attach to this backbone, right? Think of it as building this giant skeleton. You have the backbone, which is your life purpose. And then onto it, could attach these little other techniques. And together, you can create this very robust skeleton. Otherwise, what do you've got? If you're just using a little technique here or there, those techniques are not going to go at the root of it. The root of it is that you're not a creator in your life. And so you're letting other people come in there and do whatever they want with you. And you just kind of go along with the flow. You're like a leaf blowing in the wind, and you blow in whatever direction the wind blows. That's not how you create a successful life. You got to have a life purpose. If you're interested in more about life purpose, either hit me up for coaching. That's my forte. That's what I coach people on. But also, check out a lot of the other videos I have about life purpose that can give you some insights about how to figure that out for yourself. So that's it. That's how to manage your stress. If you follow these principles, then you will find your stress dropping significantly. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you think. Please like this. If you like this video, click the like button for me right now. And of course, share it as well. Post it on Facebook so your friends can see. And then come check out actualized.org, because what we're doing there is I'm publishing a weekly newsletter. You can sign up for free. I release a weekly article, videos, other goodies that I have planned about how to start mastering your life from the inside out, right? Not just from the outside. Everyone's telling you about how to get the outside. What I'm about is telling you how to get the inside dialed in so that you can get the outside that you want. How do you create an extraordinary life where you've got your finances handled and your relationships and all that, but then you've got the internals handled, right? You've got your stress levels at a manageable level. Your happiness levels are high. You're consistent, you're stable, you're grounded, you know who you are. You're very confident in who you are. How do you build up those kinds of qualities? What I've discovered is that that's a process that you have to go through. It's called personal development. And the best way to do that is to baby step your way up. This is not something that's fixed with one video. This is something that you get on board with, you stay on track with, and one of the things I'm doing with my newsletter is I'm shooting you reminders. I'm helping to keep you on track with your dreams. Because, you know, if you're pursuing big and lofty dreams, that's not something that gets accomplished in a week, or a month, or a year. That's something you have to keep chipping away at. And a lot of times we kind of lose motivation, we forget what we were doing, why we were doing it. Well, the whole goal of actualize.org is to help keep you accountable for that, right? Get you excited about realizing your dreams. So sign up and we're going to help you do that.